feeding post-core collapse supernova explosion jets with an inflated main sequence companion, by Ofek Hobber et al. We simulate the response of a main sequence star to the explosion of a stripped envelope, type IB or IC, core collapse supernova, CCSN, when the main sequence star orbits the core at a distance of 10 to 20 rho at explosion. We use the stellar evolution code MESA to follow the response of main sequence stars of masses 3 mo and 7 mo to energy deposition and mass removal. The collision of the CCSN ejector with the main sequence star deposits energy and inflate the main sequence star. If the binary system stays bound after the CCSN explosion, the inflated main sequence star might engulf the newly born neutron star, NS. We assume that the NS accretes mass through an accretion disk and launches jets. The jets remove mass from the inflated main sequence star and collide with the CCSN ejector. Although this scenario is rare, it adds up to other rare scenarios to further support the notion that many stripped envelope CCSNE are powered by late jets. The late jets can power these CCSNEI for a long time and might power bumps in their light curve. The jets might also shape the inner ejector to a bipolar morphology. Our results further support suggestions that there are several ways to feed a NS, or a black hole, to launch the late jets in superluminous supernovae. This was Feeding Post-Core Collapse Supernova Explosion Jets with an Inflated Main Sequence Companion, by Ofek Hobber et al.